Welcome back for this session. Thank you for coming. I'm going to talk a little bit about the production of miscanthus in mine soils, and the interest in this area of research is because in Ohio we have quite a large area of mine soils which has been reclaimed and is in under grassland, which is underutilized, and we think it's important to find a way to make use of this land for much better production to save the arable land. To give you a short overview of a short background of this project, in real sense right now, energy security and climate change are currently the two major issues driving the bioenergy research. And miscanthus being the high yielding biomass grass with a potential to address both energy and climate change. However, we have, as researchers, we have always a concern that expanding biomass production may create a competition for arable land and eventually affect the food productivity. And on that ground, we are looking for different alternatives. As previous speakers have presented different alternatives of using marginal land, here we are proposing an idea of using the mine soils, which generally is soils which have been, we can say it's anthropogenic soils made by human, and they are highly degraded. They may benefit from the bioenergy crops may enhance the quality of these soils in the future, in the long run, and that's where the whole concept of this comes from. The objective of this project is broad, but our part as a carbon sequestration center, we are focused on four aspects, and today I will focus on mainly the only few. We want to assess the miscanthus production potential in mine soils. We want to develop the agronomic practices for miscanthus production in highly degraded lands such as mine soils. Also, we are interested in assessing the potential of utilizing semi-solid effluent for bioenergy production to restore highly degraded mine soils and increase its productivity. And finally, to develop carbon budgets of miscanthus and corn for bioenergy in mine soils. I will mainly focus on the two areas underneath because this is just a first year experiment. We only have 1 year data for now. To give you an overview of mine land, in 1977, Surface Mining Control Reclamation Act was passed, and it emphasized in grading and applying replacing the topsoil and establishing vegetation, and mainly most of the mine soils in Ohio have been restored that way into grasslands. And we thought that this, because they stayed in grassland, we thought they will benefit in this kind of experiment. As you see here, this is the picture. These two pictures shows the site where the experiment is being conducted. And to give you an overview of the site history, the site was previously mined for coal, and then before it was reclaimed, it was again remined for limestone and used on site, and the spoil was used to reclaim it in 1987. The mixture of the grasses, as recommended by the Mine Land Reclamation Act, was used to restore the land. Experiment was designed in split, randomized complete block design, with four blocks and three vegetation, C3 grass, miscanthus, and maize. C3 grass is just natural grass which was reclaimed. We left it as intact because we want to compare what will happen if we move to different land use from what it is. And we are testing corn for biomass and miscanthus for as bioenergy. We also want to test the application of fertilizer, NPK and effluent, at a rate of zero, medium, and high concentration. But for the first year, we decided to go with effluent, and the rates which is shown here was calculated for N based on the N rate was calculated based on effluent. The effluent was calculated to provide these rates in effluent. We didn't use any inorganic fertilizer because we thought the disturbance will cause a lot of harm to this land, and maybe organic materials will be much suitable to minimize the degradation much further. Soil samples were collected in spring of 2013 after the experimental layout prior to the treatment, and again in fall after the first year of the experiment. To give you an overview, this is the issue why we are interested in method for quantifying geogenic carbon. All these black spots you see is coal which was left after mining, and coal being organic, and we are interested in carbon budget. There's really no standard method for separating between recently formed organic carbon and coal existing. So we invest our effort to try to develop a method which will help us to be able to tell us what is happening in the soil after the disturbance. To give you an overview, in our site we have three kinds of carbon. We have inorganic carbon, which is originally from mining of lime. We have geogenic carbon, which is originally from coal. And we have recent organic carbon, which is from the plant materials added. So the two, geogenic and recent, is organic carbon. And one, organic carbon is easier to deal with, but the two, to separate the two is much, much harder because they are the same family. So the rationale for this research was to develop utilize differences in stable isotope composition of natural C3 plant and core to calculate the contribution of organic carbon sources after removal of inorganic carbon. The analysis of stable isotope composition of core from various sites in Ohio revealed that delta 13 carbon composition is highly constant at around minus 24.27 per mil. So with this stability of core, we thought we can develop approach which we can give us a good idea of how much core is in there to be able to have develop carbon budget for the site. So we use simple mixing model approach to calculate core fraction, and the equation which shows there shows the how we actually calculated core carbon. And this diagram shows the distribution of core carbon in the top 20 centimeters. We see grassland because we didn't disturb it. It has a lower carbon, but miscanthus and maize because it was tilled. We increased the mixture of core, and therefore there's slightly increase in carbon, in core carbon concentration in this on the top 20 centimeters. We were able to actually see the effect of the effluent treatment on carbon concentration in this site, as we see, although there's no difference. Although these differences are not significant, but our method was sensitive enough to show the effect of tillage in first year of disturbance. And to give you a good overview, although the differences are not significant yet, but we hope that we won't lose that much carbon, and we can start to redevelop carbon back to normal. In summary, the method for calculating geogenic carbon contribution in soil organic carbon in mine soil contaminated with core was developed. On average, geogenic carbon contributed 47% and 60% of total organic carbon in 0 to 10 and 10 to 20 centimeters depth at the experimental site. Correction for geogenic carbon allowed detection of small changes in soil organic carbon associated with tillage and effluent application. Ability to study dynamics and budget under miscanthus and corn in mine soil contaminated with core will be achieved. And my next presentation, we will hear a little bit more about the carbon budget.
Great, we have time for one question. Yes.
When you collected the soil sample at the end of the experiment, was that after harvesting or while the plants were still growing?
The samples were collected. Miscanthus is not harvested until in spring, so everything was dead.
For miscanthus?
Yeah.
The plant was
already at a peak growth, and we separated roots completely. So this is just soil organic carbon, not the roots. The maturity of the plant, first year the production was very low for miscanthus. So there was no much really to expect from miscanthus for the first year, as previous speakers have already shown. We expect to see much more results as we move on. That's the purpose of this, my last slide, that this study is continuous. So we will see what will happen in the future.
Great. Let's give over the speaker a round of applause.